Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we can't wait for the chance to look into your eyes, Father. We know how much you love us and care for us, and we can't wait to that time when we look in you face to face. But we know, Father, that your eyes are on us. You're protecting and taking care of us. And Father, we thank you for that. And your mercy and your grace is sufficient. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You know, we're celebrating Father's Day. And if I were to tell you that I was going to bring a message about Abraham and Isaac, I bet you would pick the wrong story. Because I can imagine a Father's Day sermon on the faith of Abraham and when he was called to sacrifice Isaac and how God said, that's not the story today. The story today is in Genesis. It just happens a little bit before that story. You know, I read a thing on the internet this week. It said, having a good shave and fathers have in common? And the answer was, you can have a good shave one day, but you got to do it again the next. Fathers have to be good fathers every day. And we'll make mistakes. God knows we all have. But to be a good father, it can't be just once in a while. We need to be good fathers all the time. Have our heart in the right place. We'll make mistakes, but we need to have our heart in the right place. In this story here, it's a story about Abraham, who God said he was going to be a father of a great nation. I think Abraham thought God was waiting way too late, because Isaac wasn't born to Abraham till he was 100 years old. Can you imagine being 100 years old and being a new dad? Worse than that, think about Sarah. She was in her 80s when she had Isaac. The story I'm going to read about to you today, when it's a custom to, when a child reaches the age of 3, hi Pam, there's a ceremony called weaning, and this story is about when this happened with Isaac. I'm going to pick it up in chapter 21 of Genesis. I'll start in the 8th verse. And the scripture says, and the child grew and he was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which he had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be an heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman and all that Sarah hath said unto thee. Hearken unto her voice, For in Isaac shall they seed be called, and also of the son of the bondwoman, which I will make a nation because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and he took the bread and the bottle of water, and gave it to Hagar, and putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. The water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat her down over against him a good ways off, as it was a bow shot. For she said, "Let me not see the death of the child." And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, "What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation." And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave it to the lad to drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. This is a story about jealousy and anger and disappointment. I can only imagine that what kind of Abraham father, what kind of father Abraham would be. I mean, it's hard to imagine that the excitement, the happiness that Abraham had after all these years, a son had been born into Sarah, his wife, into him. It was a miracle. This wasn't something that happened every day. In this feast that they had for the weaning of the child, Sarah looked out and she saw that Isaac and Ishmael were playing together. Understand that Abraham had taken God's promise seriously, that he was going to father a great nation, but he thought God was a little slow in acting. So Abraham decided to take matters into his own hands, and he slept with Hagar, a slave woman, and she bore the child Ishmael. This was before Isaac was born. Well, you can imagine Hagar, the mother of Ishmael, and Sarah didn't get along. And as Sarah was watching Abraham playing with Ishmael, she was filled with jealousy and anger. And she wanted this woman and her son out of their life. She wanted no part of it. You know, when you think about it, you would think that Sarah was just so excited and delighted about having a son of her own at this late age that she would be able to overlook this, but her jealousy got the best of her. And she ordered Abraham to get rid of this mother and this child. I mean, the boys were just playing together. Ishmael wasn't being mean to Isaac. He wasn't abusing him. They were just simply playing. But when Sarah saw that, she saw this son of Hagar playing with her son. She says to Abraham, "Cast out this slave woman with her son, for the son of this slave woman will never inherit along with my son." What a sad story. It was sad for her. I was sad for Sarah that her jealousy had overcome her so much. And sad for Hagar. Sad for Abraham, but especially sad for Ishmael, because he would no longer understand and know his father's love. He had grown up with Abraham up until this time. But now he was being sent away. You know, there are many people in the world today that suffered just like Ishmael. There are many families today that sons and daughters don't know what it's like to have the love of a father. There's so many women raising children and deadbeat dads who don't even care about the kids or how many kids they have or what's going on with the kids. They don't care anything about the kids. It was such a sad story to read this. Sarah looked at Ishmael as a threat to her son Isaac, and she perceived that he would get some of Isaac's rights, so she made a demand on Abraham. Now, Abraham didn't want to do this. This was Abraham's son, and he loved Ishmael. He was grieving about it. He didn't know what he should do. Should he listen to his wife or follow his heart? He was grieving over this and didn't know exactly what to do when God spoke to Abraham again. And he told him in the scriptures, it said, "Do not be distressed because of the boy and because of their slave woman." God told Abraham, "I will make a nation of him also, because he is your offspring." Once again, Abraham had to trust God that he was going to keep his word. So Abraham, one of the saddest stories I think in the Bible is this story where Abraham, it says in the scripture a bottle, but it was more like a wineskin that he filled with water, gave her a little bit of bread, and sent him out into the desert. How long do you think Abraham thought this water and bread would last? It wasn't going to last long at all. As they were walking through the desert, Hagar began to see that their provisions were gone. There wasn't anything she could do. She did the best thing she could do. She found some shade for Ishmael to sit under, and she walked away a little bit because she said she couldn't watch her son die. and she was crying out to God. God sent an angel's voice to come to her. I mean, Hagar and Ishmael deserved better than what Abraham treated. But when God cries out, God still hears us. When we cry out, when we're at our wit's end, we cry out to God. God, this isn't fair. God, how could this happen? I was with Priscilla last night, and she was just bawling, crying out to God, how could this happen? How could this happen to this sweet little girl? How could this happen? And she knew the answer, but you know, we prayed together, and she knew that God was hearing her when she was crying out. When things are you're struggling with things in your life, cry out to God. He wants you to cry out to Him. He expects you to cry out to Him. He needs you to cry out to Him. And then God hears those cries. In this story here, this woman just thought her son was dying. And she was going to die too. Nobody can live in the desert without water and without food. And I'm sure she was angry. I'm sure she was hurt. But more than that, I think she was scared and didn't know what to do. You parents understand what it's like when you just don't know what to do to help your children. There's just nothing you could. You could take the pain away from them if you could, but you can't. You know, you just grieve for them, and that's what this mother was doing here. But God came to her, and the angel said, "Do not be afraid. Lift up your boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make a great nation out of him." Hagar did as the angel had instructed. She dried her tears. And as she was drying her tears, God showed her a well for her to see, so she could go and find water for Ishmael and herself, and they were able to survive in the desert. The young man would grow up to be an expert with the bow. And the scripture says, and the mother would find a wife for Ishmael, and God's promise would be kept that they would make a great nation out of him. Amen. Hey, John, stay there a minute. We're almost through. Okay? Don't worry about picking anything up. We'll get it. We'll get it, okay? God didn't desert this woman and this child, even though Abraham had sent him out there. He didn't desert them. And he was there looking after them. They were never alone. They may have felt like they were alone, but they never were. Listen. A loving father was looking out after this woman and her child. The good news for us is that same Father looks up and after us, the same God that met the needs of Hagar and Ishmael, it's the same God that takes care of us. The loving Father in this story is certainly not Abraham. He wasn't in great shape as a husband or a father in this story. The loving Father in this story is God. Listen, our earthly fathers may disappoint us. And trust me, as one, I know that I have been a disappointment to my children before. And I know that it's not something I'm trying to do. It's just, I'm human. We're all human. We make mistakes. We disappoint people. God does not disappoint us. God never leaves us. He makes this promise. He made a promise to Abraham. Abraham thought he was not going to answer that problem, so he took matters into his own hands, and because of that, there was a division between Abraham and Sarah. I don't know if Abraham felt anger or bitterness over this situation, but he had to do something he didn't want to do to please his wife. And when those kind of things happen, it drives wedges between people. And people disappoint each other. But the Heavenly Father just never disappoints us on this special day. This Father's Day. Some of us get to celebrate with our fathers who loved us, nurtured us, and took care of us and did the best they can. Many of us, our fathers have gone on to be with God, but they have molded and shaped us into who we are. They took care of us, and then there are many here today who didn't know the love of the Father. The good news is we all, once we accept Jesus Christ, we have the same Heavenly Father that Ishmael and Hagar had. He is there. He was there for them, and He's there for us. No matter what your situation, no matter how desperate you feel, you can cry out to God and God hears your cry. And He answers your prayers. You've got to be patient sometimes. Because God's timing is perfect. And He will answer your prayers. He will care for us. He will take care of us. And then one day, we'll get to go home to be with Him. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we look back at this story about how Abraham, who was a great man, a father of a great nation, how sometimes we disappoint people. Father, sometimes we think we disappoint You. We're not patient enough, or we don't listen to You. Father, sometimes we just deliberately disobey You. But Father, Your love for us doesn't change. You still love us. You're still our Heavenly Father who looks out after us. No matter what we go through, Father, nothing surprises You. You know what we're going through. You know what we're suffering through. You know the pain that we feel. And You, Father, are the only one that can give us peace and comfort and joy with the struggles that we have to go through. Father, we want to trust you today. We want to trust you more. We trust you more in the promises that you give us. But Father, we want to trust you even more. We want to turn our struggles, our difficulties, our heartbreaks over to you right now. We lay them at your feet. And Father, give them to you and trust you in whatever it is you have for us, Father. Father, I just thank you that you deliver us from our problems. We may not see it at the time, but Father, you can make something good out of a bad situation. Father, we thank you. Father, I speak blessings on the people here today. Father, they mean so much to me. They're my family, and I care so much about them. And Father, thank you that you have brought them into my life. And Father, I just speak blessings on them, physical blessings, spiritual blessings, and financial blessings. Father, I just pray you would just pour out your blessings on them. Let it overflow. Because you're a God that can do that. Only that. You're the only God that can do that. Father, I thank you for that. Father, I lift this prayer up to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe you're struggling through the day.